Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Lingua Franca by Lou Melosi. Thank you for listening.
A man stands on the shore, on a strange beach. He has never been here, and everything is fresh and crisp in its unfamiliarity. Everything is abnormally vivid. He feels the wind along the edges of his ears, and he realizes that this is surely the same wind as in his homeland, the one that blows across familiar beaches and safe harbors. But he has never noticed it touching his ears. He knows that it is his noticing that makes this breeze unique, different from winds of his past and his home, and that his noticing means that the wind gets a new name. And further, that the wind is changed by his naming it. His noticing and acting on this noticing. This all happens in an instant. He names this new wind Ear Edge Breeze. His eyes blink and shift slightly to the left and slightly down. He sees the tendril of a vine that curls in a corkscrew shape that is precisely the same as the shape of the wood shavings that covered the floor of his grandfather's woodworking shop. As his grandfather planes the edge of a mahogany tabletop, the golden spiral shavings grow out of the plane's top and fall to the floor. As a boy, he would focus on each one, and they would pile up as the morning wore on. Now, on this strange beach, the tendril of this vine, Solanum dulcamara, night, which he has surely seen before on familiar homeland shores, he notices that the curve, pitch, and thickness of the tendril are the same as those of the wood shavings. Only fevered. The color is different.
Garden nightshade.
He has never noticed this exact relationship before.
Staff vine. Violet bloom.
Nightshade. He names this plant bittersweet grandfather work vine. Bittersweet herb. Blue nightshade. Felon wart. Fever twig. Garden nightshade. Scarlet berry.
One, two.
Staff vine. Violet bloom.
One.
Nightshade.
Two. One.
Bittersweet nightshade.
Two. One.
Bittersweet herb.
Two. One.
Blue nightshade.
Not yet. One.
Felon.
Two.
All right,
start rolling.
Fever twig.
Yeah, because it don't want to roll no more.
Garden
are we in on a stair, right?
Yeah.
You want to tighten up?
Yeah, you better get one.
Staff vine.
All right. You want to get one?
Violet bloom.
Wait, let me get one. Okay, here we go. One, two. Sorry.
Okay, right there. Next up, you grab the top net. Keep it from
wiggling. Yeah, wiggling, wiggling.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
One, two. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two. Are we on?
Coming into that curve,
apparently.
All right. Barely
on it.
Okay, take another one.
All right.
One, two.
Barely on it.
Okay, ready?
How's your corner doing, Ryan?
Doing good.
One.
I have a corner back in me or something.
I can't see it.
Hey, ready?
Doing good.
All right,
one, two.
As for my eyesight.
Okay, take another one.
It
one,
is only
two.
Useful for navigating
one,
in
two.
The dark.
One, two.
At night,
yeah. One more.
Yeah.
I can find
ready.
My
one,
way
two.
By the stars.
All right. We lean it over, we gotta drag it around.
My left
come on
eye
over, Jenny. Just get it
squints.
Come on in, then.
As my right eye intersects the horizon by means of the brass sextant, which must be calibrated exactly.
If you want, we can come over some more.
All right, can you lay it over?
Otherwise,
I need a little bit more.
I will miss the mark
okay, now come around.
By hundreds of miles.
Okay, we just gotta keep rotating it.
How are we doing?
Good.
Got it?
We'll be aimlessly adrift for weeks.
We're at the stairs already.
Yeah. You wanna, you know what, actually, instead of putting it down,
I know, we should
just carry it to
around.
You. You got
failing
you
that,
ready?
I can go
one,
by
two.
Sense of smell. The open sea has a constant, cool, salty smell with occasional waves of sour warmth. In this consistent atmosphere, it should be easy to detect the smell of distant land.
I'm sorry, man, it was in my way.
I bring it down.
The dry, metallic smell of sand. The camphorous and acidic smells of plants. The dank and humid smells of animals. As a last resort, I can proceed by my sense of hearing the sounds of the sea change as one approaches land. In the open sea, the waves lap against the ship's hulls in straight waltz time. But nearer to land, even before it is visible, the rhythm becomes irregular. First, three beats, then four, then perhaps five, three, four, two. As if the sea were stumbling over itself to escape the land. As for my eyesight, it is only useful for navigating in dark. At night, I can find my way by the stars. My left eye squints as my right eye intersects. Smell.
Pianti.
Becomes
irregolare.
Erste.
Three.
Battiti.
Dann.
Four.
Come on.
I'm sorry, man. It was in my way.
I bring it down.
Vielleicht.
I'm sorry. You want to take it out? One. Two.
Four.
I can't.
Two.
Not you, Danny. Error.
We gotta bring this in up.
Come.
The
mare.
Bere.
Stumbling.
Sopra.
Si.
To.
Sfuggire.
Das.
Land.
Okay, ready? Yeah. One. Two.
As.
A.
Mein.
Eyesight.
Essa.
Ist.
Only.
Utile.
Zum.
Navigating.
Alla.
By
dark.
Alla.
Abend.
I.
Posso.
Finden.
Mai.
Via.
Durch.
The.
Stelle.
Mein.
Left.
Occhio.
Blinzelt.
Es.
Mio.
Recht.
Ai.
Persica.
Der.
Per.
Metal
of
messing
sexton
che
muss
be
calibrato
now
otherwise
io
verde
kel by
centinaia
von
Thank you.
could then eventually find my way, unless, like Odysseus, I was bound to the ship's mast with my ears plugged with wax, my eyes blindfolded, my nose stuffed with cotton, as the sea spray and wind tear at my forehead and shoulders. This would put me at the mercy of a poet, who would be obliged to find a loose thread in the fabric of the drama so that some tragedy would unravel the story, inviting disaster, mayhem, and death, all at the service of my heroism, which would expunge years of evil deeds and would serve as fitting retribution against my pitiable enemies, who are numerous and international, and would culminate in exultation for me. And I would surely receive riches rivaling those of the Pope and be subject to the erotic attentions of the land's most beautiful women, whose fingers would caress the many scars on my body that are my immortal pink badges of courage, perseverance, and guile.
We have to make a parenthesis to make some corrections. In page number 4, you have number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all right? You have to cross out number 2. Cross number 3. Instead of number 4, write number 2. Instead of number 5, write number 3. Instead of, go to page 5. Instead of number 6, you write 4. Instead of number 7, you write 5. Instead of number 8, you write 6. Page number 5, point 8, there should be 6. Addendum. And you go into the second line. You write comma. And then you continue in the following line, their projection. Then, when it says B, you have to add the conjunction end. And not period, but comma, both with extensive. And since we are correcting things that are incorrect, move into page number 10. Page number 10 has point 1, 2, and then 3. Cross it out and put a small e. And then you cross out the small a, b, and c, and d. And then you cross out a, b, and c. And you change D for a small F. Is this clear? We are in page 10. Now, after F, it comes number 3. Now you have to write number 3 and cross number 4. Right? Now go into page number 11. Page number 11, number 1 and 2, A, small a, is left there. Then you cross B, C, D, E, and F. Cross it out. Everything is related to A. Turn to page 12. Cross out the G and put a small B. Then go into page 12. Go to capital D. Capital D. Point number 1 is all right. Cross out point number 2. Because everything is related to number 1. And point number 3 should be substituted by 2. Page number 13. Cross number 4 and 5. And finally, page number 14. Number 1 is all right. Cross number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Everything off.
You just heard Lingua Franca by Lou Melosi, broadcast by New American Radio.